Why is it that what we call the divine truth, why is it the cornerstone of life? Cornerstone means it's the foundation that everything else will grow. Like Jesus said, and this is in John, this is the Christian Bible now, John chapter 8, verse 32. He says, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. We need to acknowledge that Jesus knows what he's talking about. And it doesn't matter whether you're a Christian or not. There are fundamental truths to the nature of life, to the nature of things, that nothing can negate that. Your opinion doesn't count. Because truth is not opinion. An opinion can never be truth. That the divine truth can influence your opinion of things, but you cannot substitute one's own opinion for that divine truth. It's never going to happen. But with time, we believe the opinion to be that divine truth, and we forget, and then we begin to see how it creates its own chaos. The truth that Jesus spoke of is the truth that liberates every one of us from guilt, shame, fear, anxiety, doubt. Liberating us from hopelessness. It liberates and breaks us free from destructive habits and allows us to live in peace and joy. Very few of us, including myself, no, I'll change that. A lot of us, including myself, we don't want to hear the truth. I mean, we deny the truth. We fight the truth about us. The truth that we are fundamentally a child of God. Nothing is going to change that, whether you believe religion, spirituality or not, and that you did not create yourself, and that no one of us created the world, and that even the advancement we've made in the world, the transformation, the inspiration came from somewhere else that we call the divine, not us. And the inspiration comes to those who have been given that particular plan and that talent to bring that transformation in. So when we cannot face the truth that we are truly child of God, or let's use the word cliche, we are spirit in the body experiencing, life. Most of us just say we don't even believe we are spirit because if we are, there are things that we will not even consider. And some of us may have heard this expression, speak the truth and let the devil be ashamed. Where we don't speak the truth to ourselves about our own addiction or habits that we even know is not doing us any good. When we are so caught up in comparing ourselves to each other, and then we think, oh, I can never be there, or no, I'm not good enough. Well, who told you that? By even embracing that alone, that we are not good enough for ourselves, we stole our own thunder. You don't have the thunder, you can work. You can live freely. How much more telling the truth to others? We don't want to tell the truth to our parents, our children, our siblings, our friends, people in our community, because we don't want to be offensive. We don't want to offend them. I'm not saying you should tell your opinions to them. When you see someone cowering because of life challenges or things are not going well, and then the first thing you say, oh, everybody goes through that. What kind of nonsense is that? Is that the truth? Each person's experience is unique to them, and each person has been given the power to face those challenges, to transform, and to be triumphant. And we hear speak the truth to power, right? What power? You can't even speak the truth to yourself. How much are you going to speak the truth to power? Of course, people won't speak. We've seen how people turn themselves into a pretzel, trying to make what is obvious to everyone that no, this dog won't hunt, to make it look like it's the truth, because they want to stay in that place of influence. They don't want to lose their job, or they don't even want to lose their life, because in some countries you will lose your life because you spoke against the leader. In countries where you still can lose your life, you might lose your job because you spoke against the leader. And when we look at those who have gone before us, Christ, Buddha, Krishna, Mother Mary, Muhammad, you name it, they all spoke the truth. Even though He didn't favor most of them. Isn't that why Christ was killed? Because he says, look, we're all children of God. You know, nobody should tell you anything otherwise. You have direct link, you know, to speak to God. And the priest won't go for that, because the priest won't speak through us. We're the representative of God. And we still carry that embodiment today, because we ignore our own intuition for our own parents, for our own siblings, for whoever, you know, is in our own sphere. It's the same thing. Christ said, you have the right link. You say, no, my link is through somebody else. And when we look at what is going on in the world, that is what has created the chaos, the warfare, the battles from eons of years. Somebody decide, they love your land because in the agricultural days, you know, it flourishes, and they are determined to take it. And they forget the fundamental truth, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not covet. And it's a fundamental truth for every soul that existed, thou shalt not steal. But we steal by comparing ourselves to others. You steal your thunder. You steal your own thunder by comparing. Instead of celebrating and being grateful for the talent each of us has and to learn how to use it. Board members don't want to speak against the president or chairman of the board. Shareholders don't want to speak against the board members. I mean, imagine this. The company is not doing well, but the leadership is getting more compensation, and those who are really doing the jobs are being stifled. Shouldn't prosperity lift up everyone? And some think if you didn't go to college or you didn't even have education, you are dumb. And they think that's the fundamental truth. But we know people who didn't go to didn't have formal education, they are not dumb. They might not speak your language. It's like if any of us, if we go to a country where they speak a language different than English, and because we can't communicate, people, they think we are dumb. And yet here you are, you have PhD, or you are the well-known, you know, because that's what we do in everyday life. We look down on each other. We think we are better than the other, and the other, we think we are not as good as they are. That's what we call stealing. A child tells the parents the truth that they know from their own inner awareness. Even though they might be a child. Mom, Dad, this is what I want to do. And the parents say no. This is what you should do. There start the battle, the chaos, the unfriendliness. They want that child to ignore the truth that they feel. And God help us if that child stood the ground and then finally follow their heart and then they became. And then the same parents are like, oh. Or some of us, our parents think we're not good enough to be able to be a lawyer, to pursue whatever it is. Just be a secretary. Just go work at Safeway. There's nothing wrong with people work at Safeway. The fundamental truth is we all have a chosen path that the Lord has set for us, that divinity has set us. And each of us must follow it. And when we choose not to, there goes the battle, the war, the chaos. And everything that affects us affects others. That's the truth. Somebody who feels not loved and all of that, they carried into adulthood. And because of that, they project that onto others because they didn't know. Or how do you explain somebody going home and somebody came and stabbed them right there? They don't even know each other. And then after that, we respond. Instead of the truth that, look, prevention is better than to cure. So when are we going to put the devil of shame, of guilt, of we are not good enough to shame? When are we going to speak that truth to ourselves? Speak the truth and let the devil be ashamed. The devil of addiction. It's so easy to talk about people who do drugs and all of that. And yet we don't see our own addiction that is right there, that we've all accepted that it's just living the human experience. It is time for all of us to wake up and let that truth that is the cornerstone of our lives guide us so that we can embrace it and then we can live a peaceful, fruitful, and prosperous life. I don't need to go into detail. Each of us know what we're not doing right. You know, our own thoughts alone. I mean, final example before I tell this story. How many of us really breathe deeply? Even though in our meditation we say, take a deep breath. And then, but then what happens after meditation? Do you actually take a deep breath on a daily basis? There is a reason for that. Because most of us, our breathing is shallow. It's like here. Instead of, when you breathe deeply, the more oxygen, even just on the physical science thing, the more oxygen that goes into your body, the better your body is. So where did we learn how to breathe shallow? The culture, people think that is the fundamental truth. Because if as a child, our parents are telling them, breathe deeply, and then it becomes part of us, isn't it? They don't breathe deeply, so how will the child know how to breathe deeply? And then the ones who that divine truth say, look, and shows, and they start practice, and they see the difference, and they are telling us, learn to breathe deeply. Maybe we might try for one day or two, then we go back to our old ways. Now, that's the truth. We are addicted to breathing shallow. So when are we going to get out of that addiction? And breathing deeply has nothing to do whether you are religious or spiritual, you even believe in God or anything. It's for your own body. And then we wonder why our body, our life is going sideways. That's the fundamental truth. Learn to breathe deeply. Make it a habit. But we don't want to kick our habit or addiction. And then when we actually see people who say that, either we get offended by, like, look, don't preach to me. You know, I've lived this long, so what the heck? Leave me alone. That's our attitude. Like, oh, they don't know what they are talking about. Oh, that is all about meditation. Truth is the fundamental cornerstone of life. And Jesus said, know the truth and the truth will set you free. And like we say, speak the truth and let the devil be ashamed. So put your opinion to shame. Live the life of truth. And here's the story. It makes me chuckle. In the old days, there was a king. He was thinking about different professions. And he wanted to know which of the profession is most popular, at least in the city, because in those days, people live in villages and all of that. So he asked people in his palace, those who, it would be like people in the White House asking. And some said, oh, he's been a business person, trading, having retail and all of that. Well, we know people can. Some say he's farming. Some say, well, he's been a soldier because you have to protect the kingdom. So when it became the turn of one of the people there, let's say the aide to the king, he bowed and said, Your Majesty, in my opinion, it is medicine. Like what? So you can imagine in those days, even now, it's like saying doctor is the being a doctor. Is the most popular profession. How many doctors do you know personally that you can say your friend? If it's the most popular, then why are we shortage of them? Because that's what they were saying when they say medicine. So the physicians, the few of them who are there at the White House, let's use that, they were furious, like, what are you saying? That every Dick and Harry can become a doctor? And one of them said, you have no idea. You have no clue about how difficult it is to practice medicine and advise people about medical problems. Amen to that, because we know how sometimes the doctors don't get it right, or how people expect the doctor to fix them up. I say the doctor is God. And the doctor can only do the best they can. And then people still get mad at them or sue them. So the aide said, I can prove this to you, Majesty. If you come with me tomorrow morning, I will prove it that medicine is the most popular. So the next morning, the king and his aide and others, they gathered at an intersection, which is like the major road that goes through the city. So the aide tied a bandage on his hand. And the king saw it and said, what's going on with you? Why the bandage in your hand? Then the aide said, oh, Your Majesty, I cut my hand by mistake while I'm cutting some fruits for breakfast. And the aide said, Your Majesty, why I'm going to prove this, could you please, if you don't mind, write down the names of all the physicians we will come across while we're sitting here? The king agreed and said, I will surely do that. But firstly, be sure to wash that wound and apply ointment on it. They sat there at the busy crossroad through all day. And since the aide was a well-known personality, well, you know, oh, that's the aide to the president, you know. So anyone who passed by inquired about the bandage on his hand and advised him on some, I'll give him other medication. So as the day, the list continued to grow, then the king said, okay, enough is enough. Let's go home, you know. Because he got tired, he needs to go home. He, after all, he's the king, he's the president. Then the aide asked for the list and said, Your Majesty, you forgot to write your own name on the top of the list. You were the first to advise me. So, what's the moral of this? Well, the aide knew, you know, had that divine to see that, even when you don't seek, people see, they will give you advice anyway. But the truth about this is that we should refrain ourselves from giving advice on matters we are not qualified to handle. And that's where the truth comes in. Can you handle the truth about your life that you're a child of God? Or are you going to deny that? Or will you let somebody tell you, no, you are not it? Just because you don't follow their own way of connecting to the divine. Like Jesus said, the truth shall set you free. When we let go of our opinion and see the divine truth, then we will be free. And we definitely put the devil of guilt and fear to shame. May the divine love abide with us. Amen.